To give to everyone the opportunity to understand what I would like to share with you, I will speak in English. Parashat Amoradot in Parashat Emor start with Pesach and obviously end with the last Moed, Sukkot. Immediately after, the Torah teach us Dinei Adlakat HaMenorah, how we light the menorah, and the Rishonim come and explain if the Torah connect Dinei Adlakat HaMenorah to Sukkot, it's come to teach us connection from Halacha perspective between Sukkot and Chanukah. And the Rishonim say as follows, Sukkot including Shmini Atzeret, 8 days, Chanukah is 8 days. Sukkot, we say every day full Hallel. In Chanukah, every day we say full Hallel. Sukkah, we build outside. Ner Chanukah, we put in a place what is two outside of the house. Sukkah above 20 amah. Psula, you not feel you sit in the Sukkah. You light Chanukah candle above 20 amah. Also, you not yotze. And the question is, what is the inside connection between Sukkot and Chanukah? From Halacha perspective, it's very clear. But what is the inside connection between these two special times, Sukkot and Chanukah? And other question, the Gemara in Shabbos teach us, Lehalacha, Mezuzah in right side, Ner Chanukah in the left side, and the Rishonim, Aruch and many other, Ed and Balabait in the middle, with Talit. And the question is, how Talit and Chanukah work together? Talit, the time in the day, ureitem oto, in time of Riyah is in the day. And Ner Chanukah is in the night. Is how the Rishonim combine Ner Chanukah, Mezuzah, and Talit together. The explanation is, obviously one aspect in Divrei Chazal, in Divrei HaTorah, is followed. Jewish life have 3 pillars. 3 emunot. One, we believe, en od milvadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge everything, meshane itim, machalif et hazmanim, everything what he want is in his hand. Other emunah is Torah min hashamayim. No one writes this Torah don't go to change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a Torah A to Z. And third emunah is Ashgacha Pratit. Because you both watch everyone, see everything. The Maharal come and tell us, in Gvurat Hashem, all these 3 emunot take place in 3 holidays. Pesach, and Od Milvadoi. The miracles what happen in Egypt, when we leave Egypt. Because you both split the ocean. No question, Meshane Itim, Machalif Et Hazmanim, and Od Milvadoi. The second emunah take place in the second holiday, Shavuos, Torah min haShamayim. And the third emunah, Sukkot, represent all the years in the desert, Simlatcha lo balta me'alecha, Raglecha lo batzeka, Man, Slav, Be'er, etc., etc., Ashgacha Pratit for everyone exactly what he needs. These 3 emunot, Maharal end and say, including these 3 holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And this is the reason why the name of these 3 holidays is Regalim. This is the 3 legs of Jewish life. Enot Milvado, Torah Min HaShamayim, and Ashgacha Pratit. Ad kan, Divrei HaMaharal. If we take the HaMaharal with us few steps ahead, we see something pilei, pilei, playing. First, when the donkey opens the mouth and talk to Bilam, what she say to him? Lama ze ikitani? Ze 3 regalim. In Hebrew she need to say to him, Lama ze ikitani? Ze 3 peamim. It's Chazal say on the spot in Elkut Shimoni. You start with nation, what believe and celebrate 3 holidays, what represent Enod Milvado, Torah Min HaShamayim, and Ashgacha Pratit. No way to succeed. Wake up, not any chance. From this reason, the lotion is, Lama ze ikitani ze 3 regalim. If we take this Maharal one step ahead, one more step ahead, we see something unbelievable. We have three spatial mountains. Obviously, Har Merom Harim, Har Moriah, is above all the mountains. Except Har Merom Harim, except Har Moriah, we have other three unique spatial mountains. One is Har Sinai, the other one is Har HaKarmel, and the third one is Har Tabor. What does it mean? What unique about these three mountains? Har Sinai, we see clearly Emunah Torah min HaShemayim. Panim b'panim diber Hashem imachem b'chorev. Kodesh Baruch Hu give us a Torah. Zot ha-Torah lo tiyeh mukhlefet. This original Torah for good forever. Har HaKarmel, Eliyahu, stay against Nevi'i HaBaal. And the question is, מי להשם ומי לבעל? And all the days he try to do the best, fire will come from Shamayim to the Korban, what they prepare, and nothing happened. Close to the dead line, Eliyahu fix the Mizbeach, sacrifice the ox, and say, Hashem, Aneini, Hashem, Aneini, no one feel his trick, or Maisek Shafim, show them, you the real God, and fire come to his Korban, as a famous statement, what we say from time to time, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, take place in this moment. This was par excellence, show us clearly, Emunah Hashgacha Pratit, special for Eliyahu. And Har Tabor, to make the war against Sisra, and all the coalition what he have, no way to succeed. Zero. And Dvorah, after the big miracle happened and we win, how she explained, how she said, what is the definition of this war? Min ha-shamayim nilchemu lachem ha-kohavim. Min ha-shamayim is mean, ein od milvado. It's so clear, it's no question. Is these three mountains represent these three pillars of Jewish life. Ein od milvado, Torah min ha-shamayim, nashgacha pratit. And we mention this all our life, every night. In an interesting way, when we daven Ma'ariv soon, we're going to say, Ufros aleinu, nu, sukkat shlomecha. The acronym, the Rashi Tevis of the word, sukkat, Sinai, Karmel, Tavor. This is our Kippat Barzel, Iron Dome. Sukkat, Sinai, Karmel, Tavor. Now, we take this Maharal one more step. Bilei Plaim. We have two special days what Chazal decide to us to celebrate. Purim and Hanukkah. What happened in Purim? First, Enod Milvado. The ladder in the street. Final solution, take place. Every day what over, not one Jew will see this day again next year. Soon, it's going to happen. Ketav ha shenichtav et avat ha-melech el ha-shim. It's done. And everything changed. Enod Milvado. What else happened in Purim? Adur kibluah b'mei ha-shverosh. We accept the Torah with excitement. It's Purim parallel, similar to Pesach and Shavuot. Chanukah. No way. 12 children of Matityahu will stay in front of all the Greek empire and to make war. It's crazy, completely. No way, 12 children. Rashi mentions it's black and white. Why does it go? Why does it take this risk? Because they understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baal Milchamot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zorei Hatzdakot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzmiach Yeshuot. We only take the Azus. We only take the risk to do this because we believe 1000%. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, watch every one of us. He walk with us end by end. It's not our victory. We not take 1% of credit. Ashgacha Pratit. As we see the inside connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah is the pillar, the emunah of Ashgacha Pratit. And this is the reason. When Hordus decide no more celebration Hanukkah, he stops this. Come Hillel and say, not a worry. We'll continue to celebrate Hanukkah in Beit HaMikdash. When? In Sukkot. How is the Gemara say end of Sukkot? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, when he play with fire, how many torches of fire heaven is at? 8. To show to us. We also celebrate now the miracle of Hanukkah. And Hillel, in the middle of the dancing, stop and say for 1 minute, אם אני כאן, הכל כאן. If I'm here, you also here. If you here, everybody here. To motivate everyone to feel השגחה פרטית. We don't need to worry, because Baruch Hu with us. Is the inside connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah is the אמונה in השגחה פרטית. How we really can build life? 24/7. To feel, yes. השגחה פרטית, אין עוד מלבד. What is the key to build this type of life? The answer is, מזוזה in the right side. נר חנוכה in the left side. And בעל הבית in the middle with טליס. What is mean? What's the connection between these three מצוות? What's the connection? One word, eyes. ציציס וראיתם אותו. We have mitzvah to watch the ציציס. וזכרתם את כל מצוות השם. נר חנוכה, לראותם בלבד. אין מזוזה רמב״ם פרק ו', הלוך י"ג, ללכות מזוזה, מצווה גדולה עד מאוד, וכל פעם שיכנס וייצא, every time he walk in and walk out, יראה את המזוזה, and he will remember, אין דבר קיים לעד ולעולמי עולמים, אלא צור עולמים. זה מזוזה, we need to watch the מזוזה, to look on the מזוזה, and this bring us to feel what stay for good forever, צור עולמים, הקדוש ברוך הוא. Is this three מצוות? The uniqueness, what connect all of them is our eyes. And every time when we talk about our eyes, about perspective, about how to look of any situation in our life, very important to know. Any situation in our life, we don't look and watch only with our eyes. We have other two places by us. But we have eyes. One is the heart. Shlomo HaMelech say again and again, ולבי ראה. When you say to somebody, my feeling is mean, you see with your heart. And we have other place what we have eyes. This is the brain. לשון חזל, רואה אני את דבריך. In English, somebody talk to us. And we listen. And you want to say to him, yes, I listen what you say to me. How he says this in another way? I see. I never see. What do you mean I see? I listen. No. We really see with the eyes what we have in our brain. The eyes of the heart represent details. Feeling about something specifically. A, B, or C, etc. The eyes of the brain give us big perspective, the big picture. Somebody would have life, what full with details, he lack himself. Somebody have life only with the big picture, he stay in the air. When we have the balance between the details and the big picture, we can get right perspective. And the first one would show us how to build life and change the world with this type of perspective, obviously, Avraham Avinu. What does the Torah tell us about Avraham Avinu? Va'era elav Hashem be'elonei mamre, ve'hu yoshev petach ha'ol kechom hayom. Is it in the doorway of his tent? Va'yar, ve'inei shlosha anashim mitzavim alav, see three people, va'yar atzlikatam ha'ishtachu arza. No, no, the Torah don't say this. והנה שלושה אנשים ניצבים עליו, וירץ לקראתם מפתח האוהל. וישתחו ארצה. What is the Torah need to say again מפתח האוהל? Every word in the Torah is קודש קודשים. Every letter. What is the Torah say twice? I posted before. The Torah say to us clearly, והוא יושב פתח האוהל. So the doorway of the tent, obviously, he sees the people and he runs to bring them inside. What is the Torah need to say to us again? וירץ לקראתם מפתח האוהל. חזל קם את אלס. Why? You really you really want to know why your grandfather, why our grandfather Avram Avinu comes the pillar of this world. עמודו של עולם, why? אלה תולדות השמיים והארץ באי ברם. Don't say באי ברם, say what? באברהם. Because all his life start back and forth from the doorway. He sit in the doorway and he return to the doorway. And the doorway obviously represent the eyes of the brain and the eyes of the heart. And ממילא, the physical eyes can make right decision and look in the right way. Because if you stay in the doorway, one eye is inside. The other eye is outside. Inside of every place represent details. You walk to any place, any room, any storage, any place, you see a lot of details. Table and chair, etc., etc. You look outside, you see the big picture. Petach Oel means a place. What we combine between the details and the big picture. And the place, what we light, the Chanukiah, the place, what this menorah take place is, Petach, Abayit. Because the light of Chanukah is light, unique and special. More, listen very carefully, more from any other holiday. What do you mean more from any other holiday? Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Normal day completely. Completely normal day. Somebody come back home, he lights the oven, somebody lights the car, somebody lights candles. Big deal. What is unique? It's Hashem Yishmuel. Come and explain to us so beautifully. When you look, what we say in the Gemara, what we say in the Tefillah, what we say when we say the song of Yevonim Levonim, you find one word again and again. The Gemara come and say to us in Shabbos, קבעום ועשאום ימים טובים לשנה אחרת. קבעום ועשאום ימים טובים בעלל והודעה. קבעום. And in analysis we say, וקבעו שמונת ימי חנוכה אלו להודות ולהלל. שמונת ימי חנוכה אלו להודות ולהלל. אמה עוצור, יבונים נקבצו עליי, בני בינה, ימי שמונה, קבעו שירו רנני. כמה זה שם ישמעו על הסס so beautifully. פילפ לואים, you come to Shabbos, you go to high madrega, to high place. Shabbos affect us until when? Tuesday. You can make Avdala. After Tuesday, the effect of Shabbos, over. We have Avdala. Go back to the normal. Daily, week, we make Avdala. But until Tuesday, Yom Tov, the Gemara saying, it can affect us 30 days before and after the Yom Tov over, other 30 days. After this, back to the normal. We go to other stage and we come back. After Shabbat, many times we say, Chaval, Shabbat is over so quick. Because we feel we're going to back to the place where we stay all the week. Chanukah is not Shabbat. It's not Yom Tov. We don't go to any place. We don't have Chiyuv Seuda what you have in Purim. It's normal day. Chanukah is merged with our daily life. Chanukah is day what the light we take with us to all the year. It's Kavua. It's Kavua. But with us. For good. And you, this would make Chanukah so unique. But you know what Chazal come and teach us? Every time the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us something special, he covers this. I ask you, what is the high tefillah in Yom Kippur? What do you mean? What kind of question is? And somebody say, Kol Nidrei, Musaf, Ne'ilah. Chazal say to us, the high tefillah in Yom Kippur, Mincha. Gdola tefillat Mincha b'Yom HaKippurim yoter mikol tefillot HaShana. Shon Chazal. Mincha. No Ashreinu, Uba Letzion, No Avinu Malkeinu, Zega Bepushnu, No Finish. We need to catch Birkas Kohanim of Ne'ilah. Come on, you know this from Lester. Why don't start Mincha 15 minutes early? No, this is Indian. Well, what does it mean? Every good thing Kodesh Baruch Hu cover. Chanukah is unique. The light of Chanukah stays with us for good. As when we come to this time, We need preparation for Yom Kippur. You need 40 days preparation for Yom Kippur. We don't need so many days, but we have these days. It's Kal Vachomer for Hanukkah, but it's completely normal. We need to start to sing about this. What unique about these days? And Rabbi Yonah come and say, when you want to fix the eyes with tears, Hanukkah, watch the candles. This is regional light. What come from the menorah and the oil, what good for one day, stay with us 8 days. And this was flavor from the original light when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. This is a real light. This with this light we can make right decisions through the year. With this light we can have the balance between the eyes of the heart and the eyes of the brain. You know, many years, the time of the goyim holidays, walk with Hanukkah. You go to Manhattan, you see all the trees, all the houses, all the places with so many light. Ah, Amichayeh! Ploy, what kind of light? And then Hanukkah Nebach, third floor, up and down. It looked very weak. I remember when my children was young, they said to me, Abba, kol kach atzuv, so sad to see this. I remember the place, the street, in the corner, what I said this to them. Listen, I say to them, remember this all your life. When we have blackout, what still give light is Hanukkah candle. All the other is fluff. Is look, is fluff, is zero. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to us, blackout will take place. Not to say it's nice, it's great, it's gorgeous, it's Hanukkah, it's Nebach. Boom, fakert, opposite. Opposite completely. This stay for good. This is our candle will go generation after generation to what the candles is mean. To look in the mirror about our candle. Ner Hashem, Mishma Sodom. This is real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, כי החושך יחסי ארץ והרפא לאומים ועלייך יזרח השם. Not to impress from anything what is fake, what is look nice for short time. כחלום מהעוף, כרוח נושבת, כעשן קלה. You have smoke after many nothing left. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, this will happen. What we have is the נר חנוכה. נר לרגלי דבריך. נר השם נשמע סודם. This is unique about Hanukkah. Hanukkah, this unique time in the year, what we can get right perspective about every decision what we need to do from this Hanukkah to next Hanukkah. In any area. Everyone what you need. If it's job, if it's work, if it's nisuim, if shidduchim, if place to live, what program to learn, what shiur to take, what decision to do later, etc., etc. Hanukkah, the light of Hanukkah. Give this to us. And Chazal talk a lot about, after you light the candles, make favor to yourself. Take two minutes. Sit down or stand up, watch your candle. Look only in your candle, sing about what you need. And you will see how much light you get called the year. To say this in Hanukkah is late. Because we miss day or two. To know this before Hanukkah, the light of Hanukkah will open for us many great opportunities. And write great decisions. This is what we need to take with us. We stay very close. It's time, and we don't need to do anything special. Only to sing. Only to prepare ourselves. When you come to this time, this is a time that we can elevate our perspective. To combine details and big picture. To make the right decision. And this Simchas Hanukkah. Kvaum. Is kavua with us all the year. When we take this kind of aspect with us, it's not only we understand the inside connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah, Ashgacha Pratit, Shboch, who watch every one of us, care about us, and also the connection between Sukkot, Hanukkah, between Ner Hanukkah, Mezuzah, and Talit, to understand that Shboch is with us. We can talk to him. People feel HP is one of the computers. No, it's HP is Ashgacha Pratit. Ashgacha Pratit to us. Yes. Not only the computer, what we see, what not to see. Ashgacha Pratit for us is mean to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he ran everything from A to Z. He is our address. We need to make ishtadlus. But when you walk in with feeling of Enod Milvadoi, and Ashgacha Pratit is Bezat Hashem from the light of Hanukkah candles, we be Zoche. to the light of the redemption, אור חדש על ציון תאיר, ונזכה כולנו במהרה לאורו. Happy.